Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me versus Her podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's the Me versus Her podcast. I am your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with a new show. I made a promise last week that, So that means that we recorded a show last week. We recorded a show, I think, the previous week and another one like a few weeks before that. So my promise to everyone was that we are going to do more shows than we did last year. So it is January 1st. This isn't pre-recorded. Well, I take that back. I'm going to post it in a couple hours. So it's a little pre-recorded, but it's not December 31st. It's not December 30th. Today is January 1st. We are recording a new show, starting off the year right. I guess you could say it's a New Year's resolution also.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And I'm proud of you because you didn't hesitate to come down to the studio.
I never do.
You didn't argue it. I'm not going to get into it, but yeah, we're here and that's all that counts. So happy New Year to everyone. 2024. Yes. If you had a bad 2023, I'm sorry. And hopefully your 2024 is better.
Yeah.
Whether that was somebody bad in your life or it was yourself that was bad in your life. But if you have to say New Year, new me, or whatever you want to do to make a better 2024, good luck to you. And hopefully everyone has a great New Year. So let's get this show kicked off right away. And I know, I don't know if we did it last year. In the past, we've did, like, we talked New Year's resolutions. And I think it's something fun to talk about because people have them. We could talk about them today. People have submitted, you know, I've asked a few people. Some people submitted on their own New Year's resolutions. Maybe at the end of the year, we reach back out to those people and be like, hey, how long did it last? Yes,
yeah, let's see if they did it. Like this whole show thing, maybe we'll be done by January 4th.
What?
Like last year.
No,
my
for sure.
Gym
it's a promise.
Membership.
I told you, it's a promise. And okay. I'm going to do more shows. That's the promise though. So you got to remember that. We're going to do more shows than last year. So if we do more shows than we did last year in the first month and all of a sudden we drop off, I didn't lie. I'm just saying we're going to do more shows total this year than we did last year.
Okay.
So let's get right into it. Shout outs. I got just a couple here, you know, gave a lot last week and I forgot a few people. I'm sorry. Susie, new listener. She said the show's cool, I think, or at least that's what her husband said.
Well,
so
that's good. Hi, Susie.
Yeah, we got Nick. We have, who's this? I don't remember that one, but we have Erica and Luca. We have Melanie. Is that Melanie or Melanie? How do you say that? Melanie?
What are the two ways?
Melanie or Melanie?
Melanie, stop.
I guess I was thinking Melody, maybe. That's a whole totally different.
Yeah, you need a D.
All right. So shout out to them. Thank you for listening to the show. If you're new to the show and you would like a shout out, let me know. We will get it. Our social media, Instagram, Me versus Her Podcast. Twitter, Me versus Her Podcast. Email, Me versus Her Podcast at gmail.com. There's no the.
Oh, good. You looked it up.
Yes, I did.
That's nice.
And Facebook, Me versus Her Podcast, or I think the Me versus Her Podcast. It should pop up either way. I forgot that we had a Facebook. I actually went and put the poll up there. So let's jump into that. We had a poll last week. We had a kind of a little argument. Casey thinks it was very weird for me to wear a hoodie to sleep. Mm-hmm. And we got the results.
Y'all did it weird.
We did it on Facebook and Instagram. And all I'll say is, hold on. That's correct.
I don't know.
People voted more that it wasn't weird. I'll be honest, it's though. So let's be honest. Let's be honest here. I'll be honest. On Facebook, it was more people said weird. It was weird. That one on Facebook. On Instagram, the polls that we did, like in the story and stuff, more people voted. It was not weird. But if you put it all together, it still came out just a little bit slightly above that it was not weird to do it.
I don't get it.
I think a lot of people, because I asked some people, even in person, I was like, is it weird? And they're like, well, I wouldn't do it because this. I'm like, but that's not the question. So you have to follow direction, people. It was, is it weird? That was the question.
But so it's not just like you're taking a nap in a sweatshirt. It's you're going to sleep. You're going to bed. You're going to sleep for the night in a hoodie.
I will say that I won, though. And that's all. That's, I mean,
so
it's over.
Weird.
It's over.
How uncomfortable.
And I think some people thought, I think I specified this on the last show. It wasn't with a hood over my head. It was just a hoodie. I don't have any plain sweatshirts. My sweatshirts are all hoodies.
Right.
So that's what I meant by wearing a hoodie. But
so your hood is behind your neck all night.
Yeah.
That's not nice. That's not comfortable at all.
And I didn't do it all the time. But I have a couple replies to like the the poll and stuff, and I thought they were kind of funny, so I'm going to read some of them. Rebecca out in Texas said, only serial killers wear hoodies to bed.
I agree.
Well, I've never killed anyone, so sorry, that's Rebecca, true. I can't agree with that. We have Ahmed said, it's weird to wear a hoodie, and he needs to be as close as possible to naked when he sleeps. All right.
There you go.
Might look at him a little different these days, but it's all right. Carissa said she occasionally sleeps in a hoodie. So I have, there's somebody else on my side that had a comment. And shout out to Carissa and her husband. I hope I get this right. Paul. If it's not right, I'm sorry, Paul, dude. And I don't know who Paul is. No, but Carissa is one of our friends. She's actually out in, I'm going to say this wrong too, probably. She's been posting that she's, you know, away. She's in Tajikistan. I don't even know where that's at, but that's cool that she's somewhere different, and she's visiting out there, and I thought that was kind of cool.
I miss her. She was so sweet.
She is, and she keeps in contact, and that's really cool. Carmen had said she believes it comes from growing up in a home that was cold at night.
Did you grow up in a home that was cold at night?
I don't think so. We did, though, but I lived in a smaller, I mean, it's not small, but our home, it was old school. I mean, it was new to us, but back in the day, we didn't have, like, heating that went throughout the house. We had the heater, like, what is that called? It was, like, on the wall. So, like, it warms your whole house, kind of. But if you were, like, real cold, you would go stand right in front of it, which I like because, you know, sometimes you're cold in the house. It's almost, if you think about it, it's almost like a fireplace.
Yeah.
Because you get to go stand in front of, there's no fire coming from, there's heat coming from it. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's kind of a poor man's fireplace.
But you didn't have blankets?
Yeah. I'm not saying I was freezing. Oh. I'm not saying that's why I did it. This was what Carmen said.
Yeah.
And you said, is that the reason? I'm not saying that's the reason, but I'm just saying we had the heater. I don't even know if I had hoodies back in the day. I think back then it was just a crew neck sweatshirt, you know? Jose said he wouldn't and doesn't let his kids do it because they get hot and smell after wearing it all night. Well, I don't sweat in mine, so that's not
the
reason.
How do you know?
I don't. I mean, I do smell in the morning, but.
Ew.
Nick says he does it all the time. Mary Lou says they do it, so it's her and her family. They do it, especially when she won't let them crank up the heat. So she's probably like, go grab a hoodie. You know, I'm not going to pay these high bills, these high electricity bills. Grab a hoodie, and it's free to wear a hoodie. So anyone that's cold, hey, put on a hoodie. It's not weird, and it is free. Erica says she's out in San Diego. It would be weird, but she gets why someone would do it in a cold climate. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Erica. She's one of our friends, too. She sent my daughter did some a project the other day, and her state she picked was California. And I was like, hey, maybe we know somebody out in California. Oh, we do know people out in California. But I wonder if somebody could grab us some sand and send it in the mail, and you could use it on your project. So Erica, was cool enough to send, and she sent some postcards to us, which was really nice. She sent some sand from the San Diego beach. So shout out to Erica for doing that. I don't even know if that's illegal. If it's illegal, I'm not going to say her last name on here so she doesn't get arrested.
Why would it be illegal to send sand?
Can you? Because I know some beaches will say, like, you can't remove, like, fish from here. There's some beaches you're not supposed to take the shells, I think.
Well, aren't there some states where you, like, can't take certain plants or certain fruit?
Yeah, so
I
it's a little curious.
That.
So, Erica, if it was illegal to do it in whatever beach you did it from, thank you for being such a great friend and going
the extra
mile. Yeah, for doing some criminal activity for my child. That I really appreciate. So, anyways, those were some of the answers for the hoodie thing. That's behind us. We'll put it behind us. It's not weird to wear a hoodie.
I mean, but
majority votes, you know, I win. So, again. I wish you guys could see the dance I'm doing right now.
Be grateful that you can't.
So let's move on. Let's get into these resolutions. So before I read some of the resolutions people have said they're going to do, I'm going to read. Actually, let's read the ones that people sent in they were going to do, and then we'll read what the top 10 resolutions are in 2024 for people.
Okay.
And kind of just some go into more detail with that. So we have, let's see here. Oh, and shout out to Max and Michaela. I forgot them.
Yes, Max and Michaela. I love them.
Yes, and let's see here. Okay, so we have, let me go down here to my little list, New Year's resolutions. Sarah says hers is to make more money and save it.
Yes, cool. That's one of mine every year too.
It's kind of, not weird, but it's kind of funny how we want to make more money at times, people, but then we're like, but we're not going to spend it. We're just going to put it to the side. You know, some people are like, I want to make more money so I could do more things, but Sarah says she's going to make it and put it away.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's good for emergencies, or, you know, maybe it's another year she's going to go all up. Maybe in 2027, she's like, this year I'm going to spend all my resolutions to spend all the money I made and saved the last few years. So
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it is. Sarah, take my advice. 2027.
Spend every dime you have.
Spend every penny that you've saved. It's going to be worth it. Evelyn said she plans to take more weekend getaways with her man, Brian.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. And she replied to that on Instagram. And I watch her Instagram, Evelyn, and her husband or man, Brian, is really funny. And okay. I don't know if he's trying to be funny. But his videos, when she puts him on video, he's so funny. And I'm like, this dude needs like a TikTok or something. So
why
Brian,
is he funny?
He's just funny. Do? I don't know. Just something about him's funny.
Like things he says or the way he walks.
Just everything. Brian, I'm your number one fan. Get an Instagram or a TikTok. Stephanie says exercise at least 5 times a week.
Oh, mine too.
Let's see. Erin says she doesn't like doing resolutions because she never sticks to them. But she does want to be more present. More present with friendships, new and old, and make better spending choices. She says Amazon gets her every time.
Me too.
And then she just said, overall, just give unconditional love, which is a good one. You should be nice. Everybody, ooh, don't get me started. We talked about last time. I just don't like when people are mean to people. Can I be mean? Yeah, I'm sure I can. Do I talk about people behind their backs? Yeah, every once in a while. But overall, I'm a nice person. I love seeing people. Like, I watch those videos, you know, where somebody gets a... you know, like, hey, we're going to give you $10,000, you know, on a shopping spree or this. And I've heard people in the past say, like, you know, that should be me or whatever. And I'm always the one. I love seeing it. Like, I could care less, you know, even if I was like, man, I could really use that money. I love seeing somebody else happy. I'm never jealous of my friends. Like, I always encourage my friends that do something big. And I feel like my friends are that way too, especially with this podcast, my other podcast. Yeah. People are always so positive. I'm like, dude, oh, it's so funny, or good job, or you should talk about this. And they're so involved. And I love that.
I remember when we first got together, you'd be like, oh, let's go see my friend. And I'd be like, I don't want to go see your friend. And then we'd go meet him. And I'm like, oh my gosh, your friends are amazing. And yeah. Then the next friend, let's go see my friend. I'm like, I don't want to go see them. I don't want to meet them. And then we'd go meet them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they were amazing. I was like, why are your friends so awesome?
I have some cool friends. Cool. I even call, you know, family. They're pretty much family. Or like a lot of my radio friends that you got to meet. They're also cool. Yeah. They hug you when you know, it's really awkward if you don't know them. You're like, okay, why is this guy or lady hugging me, or his wife? And they're just so friendly. So, you know, they're huggable. They like hugging. They like just make, and it makes you happy. Like somebody gives you a hug, it brings a smile.
I just meet them and I'm like, where do you get a personality like that? Like, you're just so great.
Yeah. That's my work family, which I still keep in contact with all them. They're all great. Maybe I'll give a shout out to all of them next show. Cause if I do it now, I might forget somebody and then somebody can get their feelings hurt and then they won't hug me the next time they see me, you know. Let's see here. We have, Liz said she's in her villain era. So F everyone, but she just means this year she's going to prioritize herself and the things she wants to accomplish. But she will still treat others well. But she's going to go out of her way for herself. So shout out to Liz. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I feel like I'm like doing all of these.
Right? We're just going to take everyone else's.
Yeah, I'm going
to. This was our way of not having to do our own resolution. We're just going to use everyone else's.
I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that too.
Travis says, it's not really a resolution, but a full round of golf each month. Rebecca says, nope, no resolution. She plans on being the same old a-hole as usual.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. Be yourself. Be true to yourself. New year, same you.
Yep.
Erica says to be more present and use social media and phone less. It's a good one. I think I did that before. I might try that again.
We're doing more shows. You need to be more active.
Yeah, no, I'll do it to like maybe my personal one I won't be on as much, but like, you know, the podcast one or my work one, I have to be like, I can never get rid of all social media.
Every time I catch you on a personal one, then you owe me $1.
That's fine.
Ooh. Okay.
And every time I catch you on yours, then you owe me $1.
Okay.
Every time I catch you on TikTok there.
No, that's how I learn new things.
Hey, gotta make this even playing field.
Hiding from you.
Christina says, read a book a month. So one book a month.
That's, I tried that too.
Yeah, I'm not a really, I don't know if we've ever talked about
it. It's hard. I don't know how some people are like, oh, I read 89 books this year. And I'm thinking, I barely read 89 pages. How did you do books? What kind of books are these?
I can read a book a month, but it's going to be those like kindergartner ones that have like 3 pages.
Right. Or like, are they audio books? Like, how can you sit there and read? Remember one time I tried to read so much and I ended up with like an eye problem. I had to go to the eye doctor.
But you do read. You're good at reading.
Yeah, like, but like it really takes effort and time.
Yeah, I could see if I was like bored and I had nothing to do. That's when I'm like, okay, let me bring out this book that I read. And I'll be honest, I get books. We might have talked about this before. I get books from the library and I'll start it and then it just sits there.
I don't think you even started. I think you just drive it home, take it out of the car, and then 2-3 weeks later you return it.
That's possible. But I really want to read them. So the next time we go back, I sometimes get that same book or I get another one.
And she's like, drive it home.
She's pretty much looking at me like, why are you getting another book? But I think she knows that someday I'll do it. So she just lets me get it. And I'm going to improve myself and at least read the first few pages this year. Yeah. But yeah, I get ones I really want. Like I have this one on like the Hell's Angels and I'm like, oh, I want to read this. I'm so into it. And then I'll read the cover and then I put it down.
The cover, yeah.
And I just can't, it's not that I can't get to it. I think I just got to have, like, if I'm like, oh, I really want to watch this TV show, I'm watching it. So I'm not going to take time to read a book. I'm like, let me do this first. Casey's really good at it. We could be doing something fun or like, hey, we're going to play this game. She's like, no, I'm just going to read. And I'm like, oh, just going to go to the side and do your own thing. It's not a bad thing, but it's like how I'm, you know, like there's other fun things out there to be doing right now, but you want to read?
Sometimes reading is fun.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, it usually takes a while to get into it. I'll admit that. Like you have to like really, it's like exercising or running. Like you have to like kind of go through those first few minutes and then you can get into it. But yeah, the first few minutes, they really are a struggle.
Yeah, no, I think it's not for everyone. And that's a thing I noticed too. If I'm not into a book, it's very hard to remember even what's on the last page. I'm kind of like, you know, somebody's like, oh, what's the book about? I'm like, I don't know. Hold on. Let me go back. As I'm only on page 3 and I don't even know what's going on. Speaking of reading, Lacey says it's nothing exciting, but she has a Bible called The Bible in a Year that has a date on the top of each page. And her goal is to read it throughout the year. That's exciting.
I did that. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah. You may not think it's exciting to people, but it's just something cool.
Yeah. I always wanted to say I read the whole Bible and I did that Bible in a year thing. And I got all the way to September and I'm like, oh, it's getting to the good part. I mean, it's all good, but like, you know, it was like, this is it. It's like all that year is building up. And then I just stopped.
And what's kind of really cool, I just noticed about reading these is it kind of shows our range of listeners. Like some of you guys might think like, oh man, they must have some really cool listeners, some really lame listeners or some really weird listeners, you know? But I mean, this kind of shows we have, you know, Rebecca that says, you know, she's just going to be an a-hole. You have Liz that says F everyone. But then we have someone like Lacey that's reading the Bible. So, you know, we have a array of people listening to the show.
I love it.
Religious, non-religious, mean, lovable. We have everything. So, you know, we're a place for everyone. This is everyone's safe place.
Yeah.
If you haven't told a friend lately, that should be everyone's New Year's resolution. I'm going to give everybody a New Year's resolution. Is to let at least one person know about the Me vs. Her podcast and just say, can you add them to Instagram? And they don't have to like or subscribe. You know, everybody always says like and subscribe. Just tell them, hey, follow this Instagram account and listen to one show. Listen to this one, the New Year show, you know. Yeah. And I think that's the resolution. Tell a friend about the Me vs. Her podcast. Share. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
Yep.
And if you don't share, coming after you.
No, you're not.
So I feel like there was one more, but I don't see it on here. I thought there was one. Let me see. I feel bad because what happens sometimes after I'm like, I didn't read your, sorry.
Do you have one?
New Year's resolution. It's to do more shows.
That's it?
Yeah, for now. So what about you?
I'm learning Spanish.
That's your number one?
That's my number one. Number two is try to exercise like everybody. But like, I really need to. Not that I need to, but like, I just don't.
Yeah.
I really need to like attempt.
When I like run, you're always like,
it
makes your legs tired.
Yeah. Just watching somebody exercise is exhausting.
I feel like there was one more. Let me look really quick. Is that your only one or do you have some others?
Resolutions. I don't know. I guess drink water, period.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Oh, we did have one more. I knew there was one more. Madeline says, not for herself really, but for other people. Kind of like I just said, I have a resolution for everyone. Hers is, she wants everybody to start the year off minding their own damn business.
Oh, that's tough.
That's a good one. So you guys listening for Madeline out there, mind your own damn business. And she also said, I think it's just like a little, you know, maybe a little inspiration. She said, live you. Maybe it's supposed to be love you. I don't know. Live you or love you, be you. For you, show love, be love, and love will surround you genuinely.
Yeah.
I say that right?
You got it.
All right. So, yeah. So, shout out to everybody for taking the time to give us your resolutions.
Mind your business.
Speaking of resolutions, mm-hmm. Let's give the top 10 resolutions in 2024. So, this was like a survey that this website did. We'll start with number 8. For some reason, it was top. Okay, so I said top 10 resolutions, but for some reason, I couldn't find 9 and 10. It wasn't on the website. I don't know if they accidentally cut them off or what the deal was. But yeah, I couldn't find them. So top 10 are?
Top 8.
Top 8, I'm sorry. Top eight. Number eight is, you want to take a guess on any of them or you just want me to read them?
Exercise.
Definitely up there. So number eight.
Save money.
Yep. Okay. So number eight, let me just read them because you're going to guess them all.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Number eight, reduce stress on the job. It's a good one.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not up to you though. You know, if you have like a boss that's a biatch and you can't, you know, it's like, unless you quit, I mean, or you just say, you know, I'm not going to let them hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get that all the way. Like if I had a bad, I think we talked about this. Like if I had a bad boss, I just would be like doing what I do for my shift and that's it. Like, I don't understand the extra pressure. Maybe I just don't have a job like that, but.
But there's some bosses and owners that if you go against them, they don't like that.
And what, they let you go?
They like to control you. I don't know, maybe, but there's some
then
people.
Then you get a better boss. Like, I think that's a blessing in disguise.
I'm one of those against the grain people, not to be just against the boss. So the boss is like, you know, Cash, go clean that up over there. It's not going to be like, no, I'm not like that kind of person, but I'm the type of person, if I don't agree fully with something and I feel there's a better way to do it, and I am not necessarily a professional in that. Let's say social media. I'm a big social media. I used to run social media for the radio stations. I used to run social media for many other companies. I currently help run social media for a job. It's kind of my thing. So if I like, let's say was working for a company and I'm like, we got to do this. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this. I want you to do this. And I know in my head, like, that's wrong. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, I'm not a professional with every single thing, but if I clearly know like that's not going to work for this type of company, I will go against the grain and say, no, we're not going to do that. Let's do this. And there's some bosses that if you don't listen to what they say and you don't listen to their idea that they think is a good idea, they're gone. They're not going to like you. They're not going to, you know, they're going to be against you. But so I'm kind of against it.
I don't understand
like
what that problem is.
What do you mean?
What's the worst that happens? They let you go, right?
Yeah.
And then you find another job.
Yeah. No,
So like why is there so much stress with making somebody like your boss happy?
I think some people are scared maybe that they can't find another job maybe, or they have, you know, they have bills and they're kind of like, I can't just quit because what if I don't find something? And I'm sure they could, but maybe it's just they're scared, you know? So maybe 2024, quit those jobs.
Yeah. Or say, I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm going to do something else.
Say Cash and Casey told me I'm out of here. So, and kind of back on that, Cassie wrote in, I forgot the other day, and said, man, I just heard the show about toxic bosses. She says, I have so many stories. So maybe one of these days we'll get Cassie's stories and read those. Cause I don't mind going back. Speaking of going back, I do have one other one I wanted to read. Just to get a little off track here. Chris had wrote back. Some people had wrote later last time after we did the show, but about the pet peeves with their, your significant other. Chris said, when she doesn't clean the closet and her clothes pile up like a damn mountain.
I'm guilty of that sometimes. You too, though.
Yeah, yours I like to.
I pile up a lot.
At least I pile them on the shelf, though. Some people pile them on the ground. So at least
what's the difference?
It's a nice pile.
No, it's not. It's not still a pile. It's just at eye level.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to resolutions. Number six. Oh, no. Number seven, spend less time on social media. So that's a lot of people voted for that one. Number six, reduce spending on living expenses. So maybe just as far as like, I mean, it can't be like, I'm not going to spend as much on electricity. Maybe it is. Maybe it's, they're going to cut back on it. I thought it meant like, my bill's 100. I'm not going to pay the 100. I'm going to pay 50.
No.
But I see what they're saying. Try to get those bills down.
Right.
You know, especially on things you don't probably need to do, you know?
You try to do that and you start turning off all the lights and then I don't like it. I don't like living in a dark house.
It's not that it's a dark house. There just shouldn't be like 12 lights. We have a lot of lights in our house. So I could literally walk in just our room. No joke. And I'm not bashing you for this. I could turn off. There's two lights in our bathroom. That's two right there. There's one in the closet. That's three. There's one in the hallway in our room.
Yeah.
It's four. And then there's one in our room. That's five. So there could be five lights easily just in our room.
So I need to see.
I know. And I can't see because I'm blinded. Number five, to lose weight. It's a big one. I'm surprised number five, though. I feel like that's usually a number one. Number four, spend more time with friends and family. A few people had said that. You know, they said be more present. Yeah. I wonder what that means. Are they just, do they not attend family functions? Do they not, you know, show up to things?
Hey,
are they
mind
a homebody?
Your business. Mind your
I know.
Business.
I'm just saying, yeah. Go back to Madeline. That isn't my own damn business. I'm just curious. You know, some people, I get it. They don't like to go to every function. I've had family like that. You know, you have the uncles and aunts that are at every event. And then you have, you know, sometimes there's that one uncle or one aunt that's like, they never really come around a lot, you know?
So maybe they're having more fun.
That's probably me now because we live in the Midwest now. It's very far from all our family. Yeah. Our family's in California for the most part. And, but I kind of think about it and know, you know, I have family listening probably, and you know, it's not a mean thing, but sometimes it's kind of cool to be like, you know, like, oh, we get to just relax this weekend. When you live with a lot of family and you have a big family,
yeah, you're running around a lot.
Yeah, you are. It's like you, yeah, you, I mean, especially like, okay, I'm, you know, like certain people have more family members than others. Like if you have a lot of brothers and sisters and a lot of cousins, you're like at a birthday party every weekend.
Yeah.
And they're fun, but sometimes just like, ah, I got to go to another party.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool in a nice way that we don't get invited to things all the time because they're kind of far.
Well, and when we do, we don't go.
Yeah. Well, we don't really have family here, so we can't really do that. So it's not like, yeah. But yeah, I'm not, yeah, I'm sorry.
We should do that. We should like.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. If you have any family listening, I want you to submit your, put in your submission for us to attend your birthday party. And we're going to randomly pick one this year. That'd be funny. And just surprise you on your birthday. And we're going to just fly to California and be like, hey, happy birthday, such and such. You were drawn in the Cash and Casey sweepstakes for us to attend your party. And they're probably going to be like,
so fun.
Didn't invite you.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah, but that'd be kind of fun. That'd be cool. We should just do that for anybody listening, even if they're not family. Submit your birthday and where your party's going to be, and we're going to pick one random winner, and we're just going to show up with our family.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, we're here in Alabama. We're here in Georgia. We're here in Texas showing up for a birthday party, some random party.
That would be so fun.
So, yeah. Let's see. Let me get back on track here. Number, let's see. Number three, to eat healthier. It's kind of the same as lose weight, I guess.
No, it's not.
No? Okay. Number two, exercise more. It's kind of the same thing as losing weight and eating healthier.
No, it's not.
And number one is, you know.
Wait, no. I'm trying to think of all the ones you've
done. I feel like we had a drum roll before, but I don't know about this. I'm not even going to attempt it.
I would say the number one is to.
There's kind of another one on the list that's like it. I'll say that. I'll give you a hint.
I don't know. Be more present, period.
Number one is save money.
Oh, wait, didn't you already do that?
No, that was reduce spending on living expenses. So number one, save money. So those people, hopefully they keep their resolutions. So now we're going to move on to some helpful New Year's resolutions for couples. So I know there's a lot of couples that listen to us because a lot of people listen and they say, oh, you guys are so relatable. It's funny. My husband does a lot of stuff that you do. My wife does a lot of stuff that Casey does. Some are the opposite. You know, my husband does a lot of stuff that Casey does. You know, my wife does a lot of same things as Cash does. So whether you're a husband or a wife and you do the same things as me, shout out to you because you're cool.
Okay.
So here's some of the top resolutions for couples, I guess, to do together. So I'm going to give you some advice. If it doesn't work, I'm not a licensed therapist. I will say that. Number one, stop sweating the small stuff. That's a great idea.
Sweating the small stuff.
Bickering about the laundry, who cleaned the bathroom last, or who needs to take the trash out. These petty arguments are cliches for a reason. According to a Yelp poll, 80% of chore-doing Americans who live with a partner report arguing about housework. So no, you are not alone. However, the new year has dawned. It might be time to quit sweating the small stuff. Yep. So I'm pretty good about taking trash out. So if for some reason I was the last one to clean the bathroom and you don't, I'm not gonna sweat the small stuff with you anymore.
Oh my gosh. When was the last time you cleaned the bathroom?
Not gonna sweat the small stuff anymore.
I clean the bathroom every time. And then when the trash gets too full, you say, don't let it get this full. So that's the cue for me to take the trash out.
I feel like this next one could be with what you're saying right now. Dictate time to talk honestly.
And then when you do the laundry, you pull out all the clean laundry and you put it in piles. You don't hang it. You don't fold it.
It's laid out.
You don't
fold
it away. You just put it in piles.
Let's move on to this one. Look for solutions to arguments.
Okay, you need to hang it, you need to fold it, you need to put it away. When it gets full, you need to take it out.
Now let's go to the next one. Let go of old grudges. Okay, let's move past all those. Okay, so another one is join the gym together. We've tried that. I've joined it.
I don't like that.
I only sign her up for about a month at a time, though, because
I only go for
3 days.
She's
honest. She doesn't go. Yeah, she's honest. Another one is try something new physical activity outdoors. So I don't know if that's like go hiking together. If that's you
we
know.
Attempted to do tennis last year.
Yeah,
together
we did.
That
do
was
it.
Fun.
Yeah, the kids liked it. We did. What's the other thing? Pickleball a little bit too.
That one's not as fun. I like it because I can like hit it really hard and it doesn't go very far. But I think I prefer tennis.
I feel like I read that pickleball is like the number one growing sport in the world.
I think it's also the one that you can get injured easily.
Oh, yeah.
because like the jerky movements. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's see here. Share your triumphs with them. You do. Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, that worked today. This happened, or I did this. I'm the same way. I'm like, man, you know, my video I posted at work just went viral.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, all right. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's good. It's
like
good.
The 15th one.
It's good for us. Yeah. Plan little getaways. It doesn't have to necessarily be out of town. Just do little things together as a family, it says, or as a couple.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's go to the park, or let's go have a picnic, or let's go to the lake.
I told the kids that I want to do once a month, like a family date where we go to dinner, we go to a movie, we go to, you know, we go get ice cream, like what you would do on a date, but you do it as like a family. I think that would be super fun. I mean, we kind of do it a lot, but I want to do it regularly.
That's what I was just going to say. We do those things a lot, but I guess if you make it more of a
special day.
Yeah. If there's like, we're hungry, come get something. Sure. Let's go eat something. That's not as cool saying like, if they're looking forward to that exact date of like, hey, you know, January 15th, we're going to go here to dinner or something. Right. Then it makes it more fun maybe.
And you do like a whole like shebang on that day.
Because going back, it's kind of one of my pet peeves. As when people post a picture, I get it kind of, but they'll post a picture of them and like their kid and they're like, oh, on a date with this one at lunch. But it's like, so maybe they were doing that. So I take it back, because usually I'm like it shouldn't be a date or a special tradition to go have lunch with their kid or spend time with the kid. You should be spending time with your kid all the time. You should be going to lunch with the kid all the time, whether it's at home. And I'm big on that. Or like people are like, you know, me and the husband are out on a date, but it's like, why not spend time all the time?
Yeah, no, but like a specific date every single month where it's like, we're going to do something that they really want to do. And we take the whole day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool. Another one here, find some mutual friends. Date nights are well and good, but sometimes you might prefer hanging out in a group setting, which we do like, but it is hard to find mutual friends that, you know, the husband's cool, the wife's cool. Like we both, King of Queens one time, there's cross something there, like, because everybody liked everybody, because that could be hard sometimes.
It is.
You know, like, you might have, like, a friend, and then we hang, like, oh, she's, you know, we're going to meet her husband, and then I'm like, it was kind of weird, or, oh, he said kind of weird things. Like, it happens. So it's tough to find, and sometimes when we do find a cool husband and wife, like, oh, they're both cool, and then they never want to do things with their kids, and we're like, we want to bring our kids along. We want to do stuff together.
Or they move away.
Yeah, or they move. That's happened quite a bit of times. Or they're no longer together. That's always a tough one, because it's like, you want to still... You can't, you know, you're still friends with both of them, but it's like...
Like, can you just pretend to be a couple and come
just
over?
Just at least while you hang out with us. So, yeah, those are some of the top resolutions as couples can do together. I think they're all good ones. I think if you try some of those, you know, you're going to have a stronger bond in 2024.
We all need it.
Yeah, we do. And then let's move on to... This one is New Year's resolutions you can actually keep. So I'm going to give you some. If you don't have a resolution, or maybe you need help picking one, or you want one, you know, like, hey... I just want to be able to do this. One is eat more vegetables, go to sleep earlier, create a doable clean schedule.
Yeah.
Spend more time with your family. That's not hard. That's free.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Do it. It's fun. Cook a new recipe on a regular basis. Start a new workout routine. We have schedule regular breaks from social media. Maybe that's a way. Like, instead of just saying, I'm going to cut it all out. Because then people, that's how they break their resolutions. Maybe do something simple. Like, between 2 and 5 p.m., I'm not going to be on my phone or social media. And that already, just think about it. If you're usually on it from 2 to 5 at all, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half an hour, you've already cut back right there, because you're not going to be on it. But unless you jump on at 6 and you start doing more.
Yeah, and you're like, I got to get it all in before 2, and then a lot in after 5.
Yeah. Decrease your waste. Think that, does that mean don't poop as much? No, I think it means like not as much trash.
Oh, I thought it was like your waist size.
How's
it spelled?
W-A-S-T.
Oh, so like not as much garbage.
We have plan a vacation somewhere new. That's always fun.
I want to go to Canada this year.
Okay, let's do it.
Really?
Start volunteering, yeah. I volunteer. I feel like volunteering, I coach sports. That's volunteering. Care of all your damn kids out there. Decorate that space you've been meaning to. Clean out your wardrobe. We do that quite often. We get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
We have holes in it. Let's get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
Don't keep it around. Start stretching more. That's a good one.
Oh, that's hard.
You get hurt a lot. So.
I do. Even stretching. I'm like, ow.
Increase FaceTime. Decrease texting. That'd be good for like family members. Ones that...
A lot of people don't like FaceTime.
Though. Ones that we want to talk to. Yeah. So, you know, if it's like... Hey, instead of sending occasional text to your brother or something, you know, it's like maybe jump on FaceTime and just say, hey, what's up? Just want to say, hey, they probably won't answer because like, oh, I'm not dressed, or I'm on the toilet, or you never know. Let's go a few more here. Learn a new language. There you go, Casey.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I have this book that's first grade, second grade, third grade. Yesterday I started early because I thought I would not make it, but I got all the way to second grade.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a second grade graduate.
And I already did it this morning, so I am a day into second grade.
Congrats.
I just feel so proud of
I thought you said you graduated second grade. How are you doing?
No, I graduated first grade.
Okay, congratulations on your first grade graduation. Congratulations on your first day of second grade.
Yeah, thank you.
And the last one, we'll leave with this one, is create a photo album. I know it's kind of old school and people don't want clutter, but yeah, it's kind of cool.
I think that would be a really good idea.
I have old photo albums my mom gave me and I love looking at the pictures. So those are some resolutions that are very doable, you know?
Yes, they are.
And before we call it quits for the day, I'm going to go into why most resolutions fail. Because a lot of people ask.
There you go. Bringing the show down again.
I know we have to, though. We have to be honest with ourselves. Maybe if people know why, it could help them do it, you know?
All right.
So it says, it's the beginning of February. Have you been able to keep your New Year's resolution so far? If not, you are not alone. Researchers suggest that only 9% of Americans that make resolutions complete them.
Wow.
9% is not
a lot. But what percentage of Americans make resolutions?
That I don't know. But it does say, in fact, research goes on to show that 23% of people quit their resolutions by the end of the first week.
Oh, no.
And 43% quit by the end of January.
Oh, no.
So I know you might want to rewind that or say, let me hear that again. I'm going to read it again. No. Researchers suggest that only 9% of Americans make resolutions complete them. In fact, research goes on to show that 23% of people quit the resolution by the end of the first week. That's a high number. And 43% quit by the end of January.
It's so sad.
So almost half of people by January.
I may just have a second grade bilingual.
Yeah. So like, today, so you guys just heard that Casey graduated first grade from Spanish. By the next show, she might have dropped out of school.
Oh no, that makes me sad because I really thought I was like going to do it.
Casey, I don't want, so on the next show, I don't want to say Casey's a Spanish dropout. I don't want to say that.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You better. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's make a show tomorrow so I can say I'm still going strong.
Tonight and a couple hours later. So there are four reasons why people seem to fail New Year's resolutions. Number one, goals should start at a time of change or need for change. So many resolutions are set because it's tradition. Goals are your vision of what you would like failure to look like. If you are setting a resolution for tradition's sake, then your motivation will be lacking compared to a goal set because of need. Makes sense. Number two, expect obstacles. No matter how small or straightforward the goal is, there's always a chance for an obstacle. To keep your optimism, identify obstacles and create plans to avoid barriers. This will reduce the possibility of setbacks or failure. Number three, set goals into challenging. Measured but smaller chunks. Data shows that if you set challenging goals, you will be motivated to reach them. Goals that are measured will not only show your progress, but will inspire you when you see the data or data. What do you say?
Data.
Is data wrong or is it just a different way to say it?
I don't know.
Mama, dada, data. That's what it reminded me of. It also gives you a chance to celebrate small wins when you reach a milestone. Any celebration of a goal will help you continue pursuing the goal. And the last reason people seem to fail at New Year's resolutions, accountability. Studies show that people who not only write their goals but set up a way to be accountable for them will be twice as likely to achieve them. Accountability means that you are responsible to someone to accomplish the goal. This can be motivating. There are four ways you can set accountability. Tell a friend, create or join an accountability group, use technology like setting measured milestones on an electronic calendar, or hire a coach. Those are good. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll help some of you. Hopefully we could change these numbers and you guys could set your New Year's resolutions.
I'm feeling a little sad right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like, what if I can't do it?
It's possible. And have you failed before at resolutions?
It's not like there's a lot of people who speak Spanish around here, so I'm not going to be able to use it.
I'm on like day 200 something of Duolingo.
And do you feel like you know anything?
No, I feel like I've absolutely learned nothing.
I feel like I've learned a lot in first grade. I've learned how to count. I've learned colors. I learned months. I've learned clothing.
Yeah. But so like, if you go to a clothing store on any day of the week, you could talk to people.
Yeah.
Well, that is going to be it for the first show of 2024. Cash and Casey are back. We've been back because we've this third show in a few weeks.
It's wild.
We're back. We're going to keep going strong. We're going to keep that promise. I'm going to keep the promise. I won't throw you into it if you don't want to be involved in it.
I'll be involved. But I have to be. Hello. Yeah,
we will keep the promise going. I hope everyone has a healthy and happy new year and throughout the year. And I hope you get to, if you do have a resolution, hopefully you keep it going and you don't fail. And if you fail, Cash and Casey and the Meverser podcast will be here for you no matter what.
And there's always next year.
Yep. So until the next show, we will talk to you soon.
Bye.